Today, the title of my message is 7 Reasons Why Jesus Christ is Your Best Friend. Let's go right now to the church auditorium for today's message. If you have a Bible, I would like for you to turn to Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18. I want to say this just to many of you who are visitors today, and I want you to understand this. 35 years ago, I asked Jesus Christ to be my personal Savior. I was not down and out. I had a good job. I was healthy. Basically, in my life, I just entertained myself. But every night when I would go home when I was 22, 23, 24, something always seemed to be missing in my life. And when I was 24 years old, I did what the Bible said. I repented of my sin, and I asked Jesus Christ to come into my life. That night, literally that night, my life changed. My purpose for living, my goals in life all changed that night. And I had the peace that I never had before. Now let me say this because I want you to understand this. I have done enough wrong for anybody in here. Between you and me, I've done enough wrong. I've lived in sin. I have failed God over and over and over again. I would be humbled and I would be humiliated if I had to begin to list the sin that I've committed in my life. I am here today for one major reason, and that is because through all of my sin and all of my failure, Jesus Christ still forgave me of that sin, and He changed my life. And I want you to know the same Christ. Many of you here today would raise your hand and say, I've trusted Christ as my Savior, and I rejoice with you. But many of you here today would say, you know, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, but I'm not sure I'm going to heaven. And I want you today, in the next 30 minutes, I want you to have peace with the idea, with the fact that you have Christ, or you can have Christ living in your life. And He is a life changer. So, Proverbs 18, verse 24. The Bible says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. A friend that sticks closer than a brother. 1963, November 1963, my mother and I moved from Fredericktown, Ohio to Circleville, Ohio. My father had just been murdered on October 30, 1963, and my mother and I moved to Circleville, Ohio, 90 miles away, so we could live where my brother was a school teacher. My brother became my, in a sense, in a way, he became my father. He became my school teacher, and he was my coach in every sport. He was my football coach. He was my basketball coach. He became my best friend at that point. And I went to school at Logan Elm High School. How many of you ever heard of Chief Logan? Chief Logan gave a famous speech under an elm tree out in the country one day, and they named a school after him, Logan Elm. I walked into that school building as a 15-year-old, 6'1", and about 110 pounds. And I was in class, homeroom, first period, second period, third period, fourth period. I did not know a soul. And lunchtime came, and the class just emptied right away. Everyone went to lunch, and I desperately, in my mind, was looking for a friend, somebody that would walk down the hallway with me and sit with me at a lunch table so I wouldn't be in a full cafeteria all alone at a table. I remember the panic in my mind and my heart. I remember the fear I experienced. And as best I could, I latched on to a young man who was also a freshman in that class. His name was Dick Massey. Dick Massey. I don't think he really wanted anything to do with me, but he let me latch on to him. And I kind of followed him down the hallway, stood in line with him like he was my friend, walked into the cafeteria, sat down and ate with him. If Dick Massey would walk in here today, I would buy him a steak dinner. I feel I still owe him for that one day when he befriended me. And I would say to you, many of you are here today because a friend has asked you to come. You, as a favor, you gave up Sunday morning to be here with your friend. I appreciate that. I appreciate that very much. You know, over the years, our friends change, don't they? As I prepared this message, I wrote down my best friend at different stages in my life. And for one reason or another, they change. Our interests change. Where we go to school or where we live, we move. Because we move, sometimes our friends change. Sometimes one of us gets married, and his interests and my interests, they change. And our friends just change because life changes. But I would say to you, there are even some, and I'm sure there's some sitting here today that would say, you know, I don't have a best friend. Or I don't have a close friend. Someone that's real, I'm really close to. But I want to say this to you. This verse I read says, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And here's what I want to try to prove to you today. I want to prove to you, I want to convince you that Jesus Christ can be, will be, if you want him to, he will be your best friend, and it will never change. It will be forever and ever and ever. I'll tell you, when I moved to Circleville, Ohio, and my brother was there, he was 11 years older than I was. So he was kind of, you know, we weren't close in the age, so he was kind of like my father anyway. He became my best friend. He would drive every day to my little apartment where my mother and I lived and pick me up and drive me to school. And I said he was my coach. Everybody in school called him Mr. Marin. I called him Keith. And I had a special relationship with him. He became my father. He was my brother. I probably would have had a harder time. I know I'd have had a harder time getting through Bible college and seminary had he not financially supported me. The hardest thing I did when I entered the ministry was I was in a business with him. And I left that business. It was the hardest decision I made going into the ministry. I also have a sister. My sister lives in Melbourne, Florida. And for about 20 years of my wife and I's marriage, we haven't made a lot of money, but my sister has literally paid for our Christmas. Probably well over half of the Christmas presents my kids have ever received were paid for by my sister. Every year she'd write us a check and send it, a sizable check, and that was always our Christmas. She's my friend. She's my good friend. A couple years ago, just a couple, I wrote her and said, Sonia, you don't have to send me any more Christmas presents. We've got enough money, we can buy our own Christmas. I know she kind of smiled. Now she just sends us boxes of oranges. So, seven reasons why Jesus Christ is your best friend. Number one, he loves you. And he loves you right now. Today, he loves you. He doesn't love you because someday you're going to be a better person. He doesn't love you because he's going to change you and make you more like him. He loves you right now, today. I don't care who you are, don't care where you're sitting, don't care how old you are, what sex you are, how wealthy you are, how poor you are. Jesus Christ loves you right now, today. The woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, saw Jesus at the well, John chapter 4. As they talked, Jesus said to her, he's the Messiah. He said to her, you've been married 5 times, and you're living with the 6th man. You're a moral failure, and I love you. Jesus says, I love you. She not only had failed over and over and over again in life, she not only was living in sin, she was a different race of people. She was a Samaritan. Jesus was a Jew. And he said, I love you. I love you right now. I want to be your Savior. And she trusted him as Savior. The Bible says she ran into town, got the whole town and brought them back out to the well and presented Jesus Christ to them. And the whole town came to Christ because of her testimony. Jesus Christ loves you today, right now, right where you are. He loves you. That's one reason he's your best friend, because there aren't very many other people that can say that, are there? I mean, friends come and go. Friends disappoint us at some point. But Jesus Christ loves you right now. No, he doesn't love our sin. He doesn't love things we do wrong, but he loves you. When Jacob was in sin, Jesus loved him. When Peter was in sin and denied him and cursed him, Jesus loved him. When Samson fell into sin, Jesus loved him. When David committed adultery, committed murder, Jesus still loved him. Amen? Jesus Christ loves you. Number two, Jesus Christ is willing to forgive you of every sin you have ever committed. In Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12, the Bible says that when you trust Christ as Savior, he will no longer hold your sin against you. He'll not remember it anymore. That's pretty good quality. I tell you, when you get a close friend, and close friends would do if they forgive you of your sin. But I'll tell you, we have husbands and wives here right now. Every husband, every wife fails each other at some point, in some way. And many times, oftentimes, a wife or a husband will hold that against their spouse. But Jesus says he'll never do that. When I confess my sin to Jesus Christ, the Bible says he will never hold my sin against me again. Amen? That's great. Never hold it against me again. Have you ever been in an argument with your spouse and they bring up something from the past? We fail over and over and over with that. But Christ will never do that. That's another reason he's our best friend. By the way, I want to tell you another Bible story. John chapter 8. Woman was caught in adultery, in the act of adultery. Some men grabbed her, took her to the temple where Jesus was, and threw her down in front of Jesus and said, "What are you going to do with her? We just caught her in the act of adultery." And Jesus asked him, which one of you here is without sin? You cast the first stone, the death penalty. But one by one, the men left because they realized they were all sinners. And then Jesus forgave her of her sin and said, "Go and sin no more." Isn't it interesting? I don't know how many minutes were involved here, but not very many. She's caught in the act of adultery. And a few minutes later, is laying on the ground before Jesus Christ. And within a few minutes, she trusts Christ as her Savior. Isn't it interesting? In adultery, and yet she was just minutes away from being saved, trusting Christ as her Savior. Amen? God's pretty good. God is willing to forgive us of our sin. He forgave that woman of her adultery and saved her right there on the spot. He forgave the woman at the well of her sin and saved her right there. That's why he's our best friend.